for joy cannot be dissociated from sharing in God Himself. All is joy, because all is giving. This positive outlook on people and things, the fruit of an enlightened human spirit and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, finds in Christians a privileged place of replenishment. The celebration of the Paschal Mystery of Jesus. In His Passion, Death, and Resurrection, Christ summarizes the history of each man and of woman, with their weight of sufferings and sins, with their capacities for progress and holiness. This is why our last word in this exhortation is a pressing appeal to all the leaders and animators of the Christian communities. Let them not be afraid to insist time and time again on the need for baptized Christians to be faithful to the Sunday celebration, enjoy, of the Eucharist. How could they neglect this encounter, this banquet which Christ prepares for us in His love? Let participation in this celebration be at the same time very dignified and festive. It is the crucified and glorious Christ who passes among His disciples, to bring them together into the renewal of His resurrection. This is the culmination here below of the alliance of love between God and His people, the sign and source of Christian joy, the preparation for the eternal feast. May the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit draw you to it. And on our part we bless you with all our heart. Given in Rome, at St. Peter's, on May 9th, 1975, the 12th year of our pontificate. PAUL 6.